The Annenberg Foundation recently released their annual report on representation and inclusivity in movies. Looking at 1,200 popular films, the researchers found that the percentage of people with disabilities shown in movies is at a four-year low. Lauren Applebaum is vice president of communications for Respectability, a nonprofit organization that fights stigma and advances opportunities for people with disabilities. WPR host Keely Boltina spoke with her recently.
The Annenberg study looked at different types of representation in films in 2018. So last year, everything from race to gender, LGBT people and people with disabilities. Let's focus on the people with disabilities. Over 4,000 characters with speaking parts were in films. How many of those had a disability in those films?
So I want to first say that the Annenberg study, it's really very important that it includes an analyzation of characters and people with disabilities, because most studies do not. In fact, when this Annenberg study first launched, it did not include people with disabilities. And then they've started including people with disabilities 4 years ago, which is very important, because without data, you can't really look at trends or try to advance any sort of change. And so for this year, unfortunately, it hit a four-year low, with just 1.6% of the speaking characters that they analyzed have a disability. And that is, it's really quite disappointing, because you always want to assume, it's really quite disappointing because you always would like to expect that numbers for representation and inclusion would go up. I feel that representation for female characters are increasing nicely. Characters who are people of color are increasing nicely. Now, there still needs to be a lot more done in both of those areas, but disability seems to be lagging far behind gender, sexual orientation, and race.
And that's just to have people see that. How does that 1.6% representation in film compare to the number of people with disabilities in the general population?
Sure. So most recent data shows that 1 in 4 American adults and 1 in 4 Americans identify as having a disability. So that's more than 25% of the U.S. population. There clearly is a huge disparity there between, you know, more than 25% versus 1.6%.
What contributes to that disparity and the decline that we've seen over the last few years?
I think the biggest issue explaining the disparity of why people with disabilities are so underrepresented, especially in film, is that we're just not on people's radars enough. And it's not an issue of people intentionally excluding people with disabilities for the most part. It's more of just not thinking about it. I met with an award-winning filmmaker who told me that for years, it's been drilled into him that he needs to ensure that his films include equal representation of women, equal representation of people of color, and more recently, equal representation of people who are LGBTQ+. But it was only until this past year or two that he's even heard about the importance of including people with disabilities. And he even said to me, I know this is important. I understand why it's important. But I need you to remind me every time you hear about a new film coming out that I'm working on, make sure to reach out to me and say, hey, remember what you said when you promised that you were going to have equal representation of disability? Don't forget. Because he said, I might forget and I don't want to forget. And I think it's just for, you know, decades where so many filmmakers have been really thinking about diversity in one way and not including disability in diversity conversations. And once disability is included in diversity conversations in a real authentic manner, then more people will be paying attention to including people with disabilities.
What do you tell those directors then, those filmmakers, about why it's important to have movie characters with disabilities, not just for people with disabilities to see themselves reflected, but people who don't have disabilities experiencing that on the screen?
Well, there are kind of two things there. One is what we see on screen influences how we act in real life. So when we see people with disabilities having jobs, getting married, doing everything that anyone else wants to do, then people without disabilities are much more likely to assume that people with disabilities are just as capable. And that can come when the case of a teacher who has children with disabilities, especially learning disabilities. That can come in the case of an employer where someone with a disability comes in and they might be worried of, oh, how can this person do this job? Because I don't know how this person can do it. And I'll give a personal story. We run a fellowship program here, and there was a young woman with some various visual disabilities who applied for a fellowship with us that was going to involve video editing. And she told me she could edit videos. She sent me projects that she had done, and I was super excited to learn from her what tools she uses to be able to edit video, something that is an extremely visual medium. And she was very good at it. And there are people out there who might just discount her completely as a video editor simply because they realize that she has vision disabilities. And so when we see people on screen doing different things, that really changes our mindset in a way that learning in school doesn't really get to the point, but seeing it in popular culture really makes a huge difference. And the other thing is, we all know the entertainment industry runs on money. So I talk about some money stats. For example, according to Nielsen, the disability market is the third largest market in the U.S. and has a collective buying power of $1 trillion. And so when we can talk about how disability can help sell a movie money-wise, then filmmakers are much more likely to listen to that argument as well. Because even if they want to do the right thing, they want to also know that it can help in terms of helping the bottom line. And we've seen that happen with films like Black Panther, like Crazy Rich Asians, where by showing diversity, people want to come out. And it's not just people from that specific marginalized group, but kind of the whole American public wanting to learn about something that they might not know as much because it's not, you know, showing them over and over again. It's showing their neighbor, their best friend. And oftentimes filmmakers are looking for new stories. They're looking for stories that have not been told before. So by bringing in disability stories, because there's been so few that have been done well, then there's going to be an opportunity to really have that new innovative story.
We're talking with Lauren Applebaum, Vice President of Communications for Respectability. I'm Keely Boltina, and we're looking at a new report that shows that representation of people with disabilities is at a four-year low when it comes to popular movies. Lauren, what do we know about the actors portraying these characters with disabilities? Do they have the disabilities we see on screen, or are these actors who don't have disabilities interpreting what they think is life with a disability?
In most cases, when you see a character with a disability, the actor portraying that character does not have that disability. Now, I do see a trend over the last year or two, especially in television, of seeing more actors with disabilities being brought on, if not as the lead, but as a supporting role and actually having that disability. And so that gives me hope that that's going to carry over into the film industry and continue to grow in both television and film.
Do you think it's a fair analogy to talk about race? I mean, we see a lot of pushback in Hollywood about white actors playing other races. Should we think the same about disabilities?
So I think the issue of, you know, you hear a lot of actors saying, I want the opportunity to play a person with a disability. It'll give me an opportunity to expand my acting abilities. We also take a look and we see that a lot of Oscars that are given out to disabled characters are almost always played by an actor without that disability. And I think the only way that it will be acceptable for actors without disabilities to play characters with disabilities is for actors with disabilities to be able to be considered for all roles and really cast in all roles, disabled and without disabilities.
You mentioned that you see more progress on television than in movies. Your organization, Respectability, has identified that. What does that look like on the small screen?
Sure. So in coming up this fall, I talked about surveys being so important, and coming up this fall, the GLAAD Media report, they talk about television, and they've been tracking disability for a very long time. And so that report will be coming out this fall. But anecdotally, I've had the opportunity to consult on a variety of television shows coming up soon, and really being able to see that executives are finally getting it and realizing the importance of having actors with disabilities as part of their TV shows. And one of the reasons they're finding is that it's a much more accurate representation. And you don't have to spend the time of learning how to portray a disability when you actually have an individual with that disability.
Lauren, thank you so much for your time today.
Well, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure being able to talk to you and your audience.
Lauren Applebaum is Vice President of Communications for Respectability, a nonprofit organization that fights stigma and advances opportunities for people with disabilities. She talked to WPR host Keely Boltina about a new report from the Annenberg Foundation that shows movie representation of people living with disabilities is at a 4-year low.